But there are so many people to thank that have just invested in God's kingdom. You know, I think to myself when I read God's word that it says to be in God's kingdom is to be like the children, to have a child mind. I was reading that in Matthew today, that you won't be able to inherit the kingdom unless you're like these little kids. That means a lot. That means that we have to continually ask God to renew our mind and renew our hearts, because you know who's the closest to God's kingdom in this room? It's right here. Believe it or not, a lot of us have been praying, a lot of us have been reading our word and serving for many, many years, but their hearts are closest to God. So I just want to thank God for a mom that I have who has not only been in service for over 30 years, but she has shown me what it's like to give up herself and her time so that she could minister to kids. I couldn't have done this without her. I couldn't have done it without him. And I'm here today because of what God has done in my life. I don't stand here perfect. I stand here as a testimony that God rescues. And God would use the foolish. God can use the broken. God can use the weak to do great things. So this morning, guys, we have a special, special last VBS message. And that is when we are powerless. Amen. So today, guys, is our story is in the book of Acts. And I'm going to grab my Bible. Darlene, could you help me really quick with this? Thank you so much. Remember Jesus crucified and he had the criminals on the cross? You guys remember that? Do you remember what happened? It's a big hint right there. What happened? What did Jesus do on the cross for us?
He got arrested.
And then he was crucified, right? And do you guys remember what the criminal said to him on the cross? Anybody? Tell me. He said, you're going with me. One of them, remember, he was mocking Jesus. The guy on the left was like, hey, if you're God, why don't you just save yourself and save us too while you're at it? And remember the other guy said, hey, man, leave him alone. He doesn't deserve to be up here. We did wrong. This man didn't do anything. And then he looked at Jesus. And remember what he told Jesus? Did anybody remember? Tell me. He said, today. Well, first of all, the criminal said, Jesus, will you remember me when you go into your kingdom? And Jesus looked at him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. And you know, sometimes when you read hard stories like that, it's really sad sometimes because we think, oh man, Jesus died. But you know what's cool about that story? Is that's not the end. Jesus actually rose 3 days after, and he was alive. And he not only rose, but he had told everybody, I'm going to die, guys, but I'm going to come back. Because I'm Jesus. I'm the Messiah. I am the Son of God. So now we're going to fast forward into the book of Acts. So now Jesus is risen from the dead, and he has sent his Holy Spirit to his disciples to empower them to go out and to preach the gospel to all nations and to let them know that God is alive, God has risen, and the Messiah is back. So this is where we're going to pick up, okay? Our story starts in the city of Jerusalem. Can we say Jerusalem? Okay, and it says that there was a man who was lame for 40 years. That means he couldn't walk, he couldn't move for 40 years. Can I have a volunteer? Who wants to be my volunteer? You're in the middle, so you be my volunteer. Can I have you just lay down like you're just relaxing right there in the front? Just kind of chilling, put your legs out. Just lay down. Lay down. You're good right there. So imagine being like that for 40 years. That's a long time, right? And it says that he was begging for money every day. So he may have had a friend brought him, or maybe his family, but it says that he was at the temple gates for 40 years asking for money and change. So this is how the story goes. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple. And at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon, now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg. From those going into the temple courts, when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him. And Peter said, look at us. So the man gave the attention, expecting to get some money from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand and helping him up, instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong, and he jumped to his feet and began to walk. So I want you to get up right now, and I want you to just jump up. Can you do that for me? Can you get up? Can somebody help her up? Everybody up and jump up. And he began to walk. That's amazing. Now remember, Jesus healed them right there, but Jesus wasn't on the scene. It was just Peter and John. So that meant that the Holy Spirit gave Peter and John the ability to do this miraculous miracle. It says he jumped up to his feet and began to walk, and then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him and said, "This is the same man who used to be sitting and begging at the temple gate called Beautiful." And they were filled with wonder and amazement that it had happened to him. Okay, so here's the story, guys. There's a lame man. He's sitting at the temple gates. Can I get a little room here? Get a little room here, please. Excuse me, Bella. It says that he was sitting at the temple gates and he was begging for change, alms for the poor. Please give me money. And here comes Peter and John, and they look at him, and he said, "Look at me." And the man looks at him, and he says, "Silver and gold have I not, but what I give you, what I have, I give to you. The name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty impossible for just someone to do out of the blue, right? Does anybody agree that that would be pretty impossible? But you know, the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us in Philippians 4:13. So here's what we're going to do. I want to get you guys in your crews really quick. If you guys can find your crew. I know it's a little difficult today. But I want us to try an experiment to do the impossible. And here's the impossible. I'm going to give my crew leaders each a green paper. Can we pass this out over there to the back, Stephanie? And then let's get one over to Brian. Let's get one over to Katie. All right. So this is what we're going to do. Okay. So we're going to try something pretty impossible. I need a volunteer. Let's say Brian. Come on up here, buddy. I just volunteered Brian, by the way. Thank you. Can we give Brian a round of applause? All right, so I want to see from the audience now, show of hands, how many people think that our crew leaders can cut or make a hole in this paper big enough to go over Brian's body? You got one believer here. Anybody else? We got a lot of people down in the house, guys. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a minute or two. I want you to try to put a hole in this paper somehow, and we're going to try to see if it fits over Brian's body. Can you guys do that? Go ahead. You got to figure it out. Figure it out. When you think you're done, bring it up and we're going to see if it works. Doesn't go. All right. I don't know. It's going to be a tough one, guys. Well, a good portion of your body. We'll figure it out. Uh-oh. So we got one over here. I don't know how you did that, but let's try it. All right, Brian, you might have to get on your knees real quick here, buddy. See if it fits. Not quite. Just till we get to his ears. Sorry, man. Well, that's better. But problem is he's got broad shoulders. So I don't know. I think that's... All right, who else? Who else? Okay, I think this is the one, guys. Whoa! Oh, man, Brian must be working out. He's got muscles over here. We got one more? Let's got one more. Well, hold on. We got to give everybody a chance. Your turn? Okay, Brian, we got one more. I don't have a new one. This is mine. All right. All right. Sounds good. All right, so stay here. All right, so that was pretty tough. Who thinks that was hard? Can I show you a secret? All right, hold on. I'm going to put the mic down for a second. I should have picked a little kid for that one. Thank you, Brian. Can I just say that when the kids started and they put theirs on, that represents when we try to do things in our own strength. We get far. Sometimes we think, man, looks like it's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, nope, we're cut short because we're operating in our own strength. And the other problem was, is that you really didn't have the tools, guys. I gave you something and I said, hey, make it happen. But you didn't have the tools, right? You just had your hands. I think there might have been someone brought scissors, I think. That's okay. But the point is that what I did was there was a logical way to do that. We just needed the proper tools. And can I tell you that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that's our tool in life? That we'll only be able to get so far on our own strength. But when we depend on Jesus and he gives us the power and the resources, man, we can do amazing things. Amen? Okay. All right. So, yes. We do have a slideshow. So we're going to show a slideshow this week of all the amazing things that we learned and just a little glimpse of what VBS has been all about. Come on, kids. Come on down. We're going to watch this movie. Come on down. So awesome. So awesome. So there's a slide on there, a picture of the kids actually praying for the children in Haiti. And I got to tell you, we planted a seed in these young people's hearts to give to kids that are around the world that don't have shoes, they can't go to school, that don't have parents sometimes, maybe they're hungry, they go to bed without food. And can I tell you that we raised enough money, I believe, to feed over 1,000 meals just in 5 days. 1,000 meals. Now, if the kids can do that, I'm going to implore you guys. We still are taking any donations that you guys want to give to the children in Haiti because there are kids that don't have the privilege of learning about Jesus like these kids do. And these kids got it. They got the message. So, guys, back to the story. So this man gets healed, and he's been lame for 40 years, and now he's running around, and he's praising God. And all the people were amazed because they saw this miracle. And there was like, hey, man, isn't that John, the guy that was lame for 40 years? Like, why is he running around? Like, how did you do that? And they're telling the disciples, like, man, you guys are amazing. And the disciples are like, wait a minute. Do you think we did that on our own? Do you think that was us that did that in our own righteousness? It was God through us that did that. We don't receive any of the credit because it's all about Jesus. And that's really the message, guys, today that I want you guys to take with you. No matter what you face in life, no matter where you go, God is going to be with you. And there's going to be times when you don't know how to figure things out. And there's going to be times when you're like, man, I got this. I can take care of this. Can I tell you that you can always call on Jesus? You don't have to be at a VBS, Vacation Bible School. You don't have to be in a church. God is with you everywhere you go. He promises to be with you to the end of the age. And there are times in our life when we feel powerless, right? There's times when maybe there's a job, a switch in our job, and we get let go. Talking to the older crew now. Maybe a family member passes away, or maybe a circumstance doesn't really work out financially, and it kind of leaves us in a pressing spot. And sometimes we may start to doubt God a little bit as to what's going on and why is this happening. But can I tell you that Jesus is trying to teach you the same message this morning? It doesn't matter what's going on in your life and what's pressing in your family and what circumstance is going on and who passed away and what job lost. Can I tell you that God has you in his hands and you are no different than these little children? Oh, sure. You dress a little bit nicer now and you have a little bit more money. Maybe your golf cart's really nice and it's full of gas. But you know what? God looks at you and he sees you as a little child. He wants you to know that he cares about you, that he loves you, and he knows your needs before you do. So my prayer, guys, is that we would remember the things that we learned. So we're going to recap what we learned this week. Day one, when we're lonely. Day two, when we worry. Day three, when we struggle. Day four, when we do wrong. And day five, when we're powerless. Amen. So this is what I want to do. I want to close in a little prayer. Can we do that? I want to have all of our big kids out there and all of our little kids put your hands like this. Okay? And here's the instruction. When I say, give us your power, I want you guys to say, in Jesus' name. Can we practice that for a second? Lord, give us your power. Lord, give us your power. Okay, so here we go. Dear Lord, sometimes I get lonely. When I'm lonely, Lord, will you give me your power? Dear Lord, sometimes I worry. And when I worry, God, and I don't focus on you, Lord, will you give me your power? Jesus, I struggle. Sometimes I try to fight your way and I try to do it my way. Will you give me your power? Lord, when I do wrong, when I do the things that I know I'm not supposed to do, but I do them anyways, Lord, will you give me your power? And God, when I feel like I am at the end of the road and I don't have any more power to go on, Lord, will you give me your power? In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's a song that I used to sing when I was a boy. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. I want you guys to know that whenever you're scared, whenever you're lonely, whenever you worry, whenever you struggle, whenever you don't know what to do, all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, guys.
Matt, thank you so very much. I mean, this is an incredible week. And where's Mom? Mom, come on up. Thank you, Mom. Let's give Matt and Mom a big round of applause, please. And all of the volunteers that we have here. Excellent. And now they're going to go down and finish, actually?
Excuse me, I just want to say one thing. Mama's got to say something.
Mama wants to talk. Got to let Mama talk.
I just want to thank everybody. Pastor Scott, Pastor Ron, Pastor Andrews, for opening your doors to us again this year. It's been a privilege, an honor to be served here at your church. I have served BBSs for 10 years. I have never encountered a church so loving and humble, and just everybody comes together as a community and just loves on each other and supports one another. The love and the presence of God is profound. And I want to thank all my leaders that helped us. We couldn't have done it without you guys at all. At all. Thank you. And my chefs. My chefs. Thank you very much.
Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, which is the ninth hour. And a man, lame from birth, was being carried. No, it doesn't really say anything about 40 years. He was just lame from birth, but hey, 40, 50, 60, 70 years perhaps, huh? The age is insignificant. He was lame from birth, and he was being carried, whom they daily laid. How often? Daily. Daily he was carried. Now, do you think that Peter and John would only go once in a while to the temple to pray? No. I think Peter and John went to the temple to pray daily as well, and probably many times during the day, right? So do you think they saw this guy previously sitting there on the steps? Interesting. But a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. And seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms, probably again today. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them, silver and or gold. But Peter said, I have no silver. I have no gold. But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and his ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who usually sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with what? Wonder. They were filled with wonder and with amazement at what had happened to him. I want to ask a question. In this miracle that we see happen, the miracle of Acts 3, where is the real wow? What I call the wow. Where's the wonder? What are they at wonder and what are they amazed with? Is it that the crippled man was healed, or is it how the crippled man was healed? Because I think the wow is actually in the how, isn't it? Not so much in the fact that he was healed, but it was how he was healed that is the most amazing thing. First, let's notice that the faith to heal was not in the man, was it? You think the man had faith in Jesus Christ? You think the man even knew who Jesus Christ was? Only if he had heard Peter and John preach, right? Perhaps he did. Perhaps he was also carried to that place where they did, where Peter did preach his Pentecost sermon just a couple of days before, right? In Acts chapter 2. But it was not in the man who was lame that the faith was found. It was in Peter, was it not? It was in Peter. Peter had faith, but faith in whom? And faith through whom then did his power to heal come from? He had faith in Jesus. The power came through Jesus. Jesus gave Peter the power. And so Peter rescued the man. Peter healed the man through the work of Jesus Christ, right? Now, that's really no news to anybody until you really think about that and put yourself, perhaps, in Peter's place. In Peter's place. Luke tells us in chapter 3, verse 2, that this man had laid daily at the gate. So Peter passed this man many times before without healing him. Why all of a sudden today? But on that day, it says in verse 4, when he looked at him, something was different. Something happened. What happened? Or should we say, who happened? Huh? Jesus spoke to Peter at that time. Now, the neat thing is that Peter was sensitive to hearing Jesus' voice. And that's what we have to become, sensitive to hearing Jesus' voice. Peter had spent enough time with him. Peter had spent enough time since he had passed and since he had ascended in prayer, connected to him. He built that personal relationship with Jesus. He took responsibility for it as we need to take responsibility for our own personal relationship with Jesus so that when we do or when Jesus does speak to us, we're sensitive to it, right? We hear it. We hear it. It makes a significant difference. We don't just let it kind of fly by. We actually hear and we respond. Peter heard it this day, and he acted on what he heard. He acted on the faith. He says, today I have been given something special just for you. Jesus has just given me the faith to speak healing to you. He has just given me the faith to rescue you, and now I share that gift with you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And again, whose faith is it? Peter's. Whose power was it? Jesus. Faith was Peter. Power was Jesus. The man was an innocent bystander. Now, what happened here? Well, if we continue to read in Acts 3, we see that Peter goes into a sermon, much like the Pentecost sermon. Matter of fact, there's many parallels in it. Some exact phrases in Acts 2. And in chapter 12 of verse 12 of chapter 3, Peter denies that this was in any way a form of witchcraft, a form of magic, a form of sorcery. It wasn't mind over matter. It wasn't snipping a paper just so. He says, "Why do you stare at us as though by our power? Why do you stare at us as though by our piety we made him walk?" In other words, the power that healed this man was not our power. We want to make that very clear. It is not our power. It is the power of Jesus Christ. No way was this a human act that you've just seen. No way was this a human act that you've just experienced. It was supernatural. It was Jesus. Okay, so what then? In verse 16, Peter explains it like this. By faith in his name, Jesus' name, this man whom you all see, this man whom you all know, has been made strong. And through the faith which I have in Jesus, he, Jesus, has healed. He, Jesus, has rescued this man in the presence of you all. He just used me. As he would like to use you as well, right? So this rescue was a team effort, was it not? But whose power really did the rescuing? It was Jesus. And it was Jesus' power that will rescue through us also as we become sensitive to his urging us to use the power. So we need to build that sensitivity. If we put the two statements that we read in verse 16 together, he says, in his name, by faith in his name, he has made this man strong. So the healing agent is the name of Jesus. But he also says in verse 16, the faith which is through Jesus has given this man perfect health. So Jesus gave the faith to heal. It was Peter who acted on that faith. If we put the two together, faith has given this man health. The name of Jesus has made him strong. And then the point becomes this. The faith that Jesus gives to heal is effective because it is faith in the name of Jesus. And he says it specifically, does he not? The name of Jesus is bringing about the healing. All right, so how does that work? It works because the name of Jesus stands for the reality of Jesus Christ, of who Jesus really is. His name stands for who he is. And when Peter says in verse 6, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, he means, I'm speaking the words, but Jesus is the one who is now healing you. When I speak his name with the faith that he now has given me for your healing, then he is acting, not me. Amen? Now, one more thing needs to be added to really kind of know the content of this wonder and what it is. In verse 8, it tells us that the man was leaping up. He stood, he walked, he entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising who? Praising God. Which is appropriate. It's a temple of God. It's a Jewish temple in Jerusalem, right? But is that right? Praising God or praising Jesus? Well, it's okay he's praising God. They're going into the Jewish temple, for Pete's sakes, right? He'd just now been introduced to Jesus. For in Acts 4, Peter and John, they're in jail. Why are they in jail? Because of what they have been doing. Because of this healing. Because then of preaching the name of Jesus Christ. And the Jewish people, the Jewish leaders said, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. We told you not to do it. You continue to do it. We're putting you in jail. So they put him in jail. It was a great night in jail. They were singing. They were having a great time. And then they were released, and they went to a prayer meeting the next day. And this is what Peter prays. And now, Lord God, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. while you, again, Lord God, stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with whom? The Holy Spirit, and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. You see the Trinity in there? Powerfully, don't you? They're praying to Lord God about his holy servant, his son, Jesus. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, who is that interaction that we have, that interconnection that we have. Who stretches out his hand to heal? God the Father. And through what means? The name of his holy servant, Jesus. So we have the same cooperation between the Father and the Son here as we see happening when Jesus was on earth. And even though he is not here on earth, that connection is still valid. And he wants it to be part of our connection. He wants us to be part of that connection. And he wants us to be helping to rescue people here in the name of Jesus, as Jesus did when Jesus was here. Amen? And so we as a church have to take our responsibility seriously of growing our own personal relationships with Jesus. Then meet together and see that we become the church that Jesus originally had in mind. By faith given him, Peter speaks the healing in Jesus' name. So we see, beloved, that the bond between the wonder and the word of God is that the wonder, the act of wonder, the wow, attracted the crowd to then hear the word, hear Peter's preaching in verse 11. And the wonder attests to the truth of the exalted Jesus in the word. It is the power of the word of God. And what is one of my favorite names for Jesus Christ? The living what? Word of God. So who gets the praise? Appropriately, God does. Abundantly, leaping praise, exuberant praise. And that is the true wow. That is the true content of the wonder. The will of the Father through the power of the Son, Word made flesh, given to us through the Holy Spirit, through faith in the name of Jesus, for God's glory, for praising him. Now that truly is the wow. Amen? And again, just as a reminder, when we are powerless, Jesus rescues. Let's try that again. When we are powerless, Jesus rescues. And he wants us to be part of the rescue party. A big part of the rescue party. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and especially the children. We thank you that they are hearing your word. We thank you that they don't have difficulty fully understanding that it is you, because they don't put themselves in the way, get in the way as we do at times. But help us to see how we stay out of the way and how we are used by you effectively, how we need to take the responsibility of our walk with you, of our connection with you, of our relationship with you seriously, so that we can hear you speak to us in that still small voice, or scream at us, whichever way needs to happen, that we might be sensitive to your word, both in our hearts, sensitive to your word as we hear it from others, sensitive to your word as we read it on a daily basis, and that we actually do more than just read, but go out and work that word into the lives of others. We pray it all in the precious name of he who is the excellent example of it all, Jesus. Amen.